Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. It's an Ask Me Anything episode where I take your questions if you're a member. So only members can ask us questions. You say, well, how do I become a member? It's members.charliekirk.com. Members.charliekirk.com. If you want to become a member, that is members.charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com and start a high school or a college chapter today at tpusa.com. Get involved with Turning Point Action as we're on the ground chasing ballots. That is tpaction.com, tpaction.com, through methods such as becoming a precinct leader, registering voters, supporting local elections, and running for office. Every American plays a critical role in preserving our great country, and TP Action is leading the charge. It is tpaction.com. That is tpaction.com. So become a member right now at members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. We take questions now only from those of you that are members at members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. And we have a couple lined up here. You can also email them to us if you're a member, but only if you're a member, freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to encourage you guys to get in the queue line on the Zoom call that we have just for our members, and we'll go from there. So let's go to this question here, one of our members. Dominic, let's have you join and ask your question here. Dominic, how are you?
I am doing good. How about yourself?
Good, thank you.
So I just wanted to know, like, how are you able to just be so quick when people ask you? Because they ask you like a range of any questions. So I wanted to kind of know how you're able to respond so quickly. I was just so surprised by how quick you are. You know, I always see you on like my reels and stuff, but I always think maybe it's like edited for something. But when I saw it in person, I was like, that's some quick responses.
Well, thank you. Yeah. So those of you that don't know, I go to many campuses, UNLV being one of them. I'm going to University of Utah next week, if people want to attend that. I think that's on Tuesday. We're going to have a whole deal we're doing in Salt Lake. It's going to be really great. Look, I read every day. I'm listening to podcasts all the time. It's been 11 years of just consuming information and becoming a subject matter expert. I obsess over these ideas. And I'll sit there, as you well know, and I'll take questions from anybody. I have no notes, no laptop, no phone, just what's in my head. And we'll take questions, and people can say whatever they want. They can film whatever they want. We're very open. We're not afraid of confrontation or people trying to make us look bad. And, you know, a lot of these clips go very viral. And some of the clips, by the way, we have a lot of agreement, and they're wholesome discussions, and some of them get rather contentious. So if you want to be able to respond quickly and respond appropriately, you have to make learning your top priority, which is what I personally do. I try to read 100 books a year, at least one book a week, at least a book a week, and then also listen to podcasts, consuming news and information, and then being around other smart people, being around other people that really know what they're talking about. That helps refine your arguments, helps build better positions, and participate in dialogue in the pursuit of truth. So, Dominic, thank you for being a member. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie.
Okay. Are these ones that you want me to answer, or are these in the queue, Daisy? I answer one. Okay, got it. Kimberly, one of our members, says, Charlie, how does TP Action go through vetting someone you're endorsing for a political position? Do you talk to local chapters? Do you personally vet them, or somebody else? So we have an entire team and department that is focused on vetting candidates. In fact, from top to bottom, they will talk to the candidates. We have a questionnaire, and then we have a whole board that will vote on the endorsements that we have. And then finally, I have to sign off on all of them as founder and CEO. And so I encourage all of you really to take a look at the great work that Turning Point Action is doing, in addition to everything that Turning Point USA is doing. Do you know that we have a scorecard at Turning Point Action? We have an entire scorecard It's the 118th Congressional Scorecard, Session 2, and you'll be able to see everybody and how they vote. So, for example, you know, we can go to Louisiana, and we can see how's Mike Johnson voting, for example. How is Steve Scalise voting? Or how are the Democrats in Louisiana voting? And by doing that, you're able to, at Turning Point Action, give you the ability to hold these members accountable, these members of Congress accountable. And we have the app, and we are developing it further, the Turning Point Action app, where we are going to be able to have you this fall have the Turning Point Action app available at your disposal, where you can knock on doors, you can chase ballots, and hold your elected leaders accountable. If you want to download it, actually, it's in the App Store right now. It is TP Action. That's it. It's TP Action in the App Store. You could check it out. The app is really remarkable. It's really incredible. It's being used by thousands and thousands of people. You should download the TP Action app. We're going to be using it a lot more. Let's go to the next question here. Trish says, Charlie, besides cold showers and waiting for your coffee in the morning, do you have any other health tips or things you do to be healthier? Yes, I do take a cold shower every single day. I'm a big believer in cold water. I also try to intermittent fast, so I try to stretch out meals. So I try to go at least 10 to 12, sometimes even 14 to 16 hours before I try to have the next meal. And in addition, I take a fair amount of supplements, and I will also, as far as the health regimen goes, love Strong Cell, love taking that as a partner and as a supplement. And I'll tell you that I'm also a pretty hawkish on my diet. I'll only eat a couple things, trying to expand the diet right now. It basically is lean protein and healthy fats and very few to almost no carbohydrates. And also, I encourage you guys to check out myphdweightloss.com. And I love trying to have time to meditate, to pray, to read. And so those are just some of my health hacks. I'm really big into that. We can have a lot of biohackers on the program. I have more energy than I've ever had. And, you know, no alcohol. I think liquor is really bad for you. And I think that people that drink are not as productive. Donald Trump doesn't drink. Tucker Carlson doesn't drink. Dennis Prager doesn't drink. Jack Posobiec doesn't drink. Dan Bongino rarely ever drinks. The most productive, high-energy people in the conservative movement don't consume alcohol. Something to think about. Okay, let's get to another question here. Let's go here. Bob, as far as you know, what is being done legally or procedurally, whether on or before election day, to prevent the various kinds of election fraud that occurred in 2020? So there's a little bit being done, not enough, to be perfectly honest. We need to have people in the voting areas that are going to have a check on the voting process itself. But the most important fight is on the voting rolls. Corrupt voter rolls lead to mass mail-in balloting with ballots that are not correlated to voters. This is why I'm against mail-in voting. So I would love to get back to in-person day-of voting. That should be our goal. Mass mail-in voting is bad for everybody. However, we need to use mass mail-in voting right now as a means to try and win elections and assume political power and defeat the Democrats. We have to use the power, or at least the systems at our disposal, to try and achieve victory. Now, Wisconsin and Arizona have successfully been able to ban drop boxes. In Arizona, we believe that our deployment of the ballot-chasing army at Turning Point Action is going to make a very big difference. You know, I was just actually going through an entire meeting this morning with the Turning Point Action team, and they were showing precinct by precinct and home by home of how we're going to chase ballots. And by doing so, having more eyes on the ground is going to increase election integrity. Election integrity is a major issue. It's something that we really share a lot of concerns about at Turning Point Action. I know the Trump campaign does as well. In fact, the Trump campaign announced this morning that they're going to have over 100,000 workers and volunteers in polling places, watching the vote tabulation and watching what is happening on election day. So I was very encouraged to see that report out of the Trump campaign, and I'm sure there'll be more updates coming in just a little bit. Okay, Kirk fans, I need you to stop and pay attention to this. If you deal with exhaustion, brain fog, mood swings, or food cravings, if you're constantly getting sick or simply lack the zeal you used to have in life, then I have some news for you. While back, I found a liquid supplement called Strong Cell, and it changed my health in a very profound way. I take it every single day. Look, I knew I had to partner with them. I did the research, Google, and look up online what happens when you mix NADH with CoQ10. and marine collagen. It's simple. Every area of your body has cells, so if your cells are healthier, then you will also be healthier. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to one of these testimonials. After taking Strong Cell for 6 weeks, I found improvement in many areas, less shoulder pain, improved mental clarity, increased natural energy, and so much more. I'm thankful that Charlie Kirk recommended this to his listeners. Rebecca says, I absolutely love Strong Cell. At first, I didn't think it would make much of a difference for my chronic fatigue, depression, and anxiety, but I thought I'd give it a chance. I've tried to find depression meds for 10 years, and since you used Strong Cell, I'm feeling better than I ever have on depression medication. Customer for life. Thank you, Charlie Kirk, for recommending this product. So there it is. You've heard from me directly and some of the users who have seen their lives changed by Strong Cell. I personally recommend taking it every day for at least 30 days. I take it every day before I go on the air, and it's helped me in more ways than I can even name. Each of our bodies is very different, so I would recommend you give the supplement at least 2 to 3 months to see the changes in your body. Go to strongcell.com and learn more for yourself. That's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use discount code Charlie at checkout to get your special 20% discount for Kirk listeners. Or you can call 888-596-0155 to order over the phone. That is 888-596-0155 or visit strongcell.com/Charlie. To my favorite members, great Americans and patriots, Caleb and Michelle, how you guys doing? What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, Charlie.
How are you?
Just doing great. Thanks. Hey, here's our question. Last week, as we've been watching President Trump in New York, it's been a good insight into his affability. And I was wondering if you could talk about your friendship with him, including how you first met, and maybe a favorite story about a personal interaction with him.
Yeah, no, he's special. He is incredibly affable. I love that. He's actually hilarious in person. And I wish that side of him was shown more. And he's incredibly friendly, so good-natured. I first met President Trump at a fundraiser when it was candidate Trump in summer of 2016, a couple weeks before I spoke at his convention, where I was the youngest speaker at the 2016 RNC. When a couple beyond that, had a nurturing and great, really nurtured a good relationship with him as he became president. And he was so generous to me and invited me to the White House many times, got to know each other. Obviously, as my platform grew, I defended him on Fox News, on cable TV, on social media, and got to know him really well, you know, throughout his entire tenure as president. And then obviously been getting to know him even better in his post-presidential year. I'll tell you one story. It's kind of amazing. I once visited him down at Mar-a-Lago for Easter. And Erica was with me, and we weren't married at the time, but we were dating. And we were at Mar-a-Lago at Easter and sat down with Trump. And Trump said, hey, do you want to just fly back to D.C. with me? I said, yeah, sure. So invited us on Air Force One and, you know, treated us amazingly. And I said, boy, only in America could a kid who just has a high school degree be able to go down to Mar-a-Lago, see a president, get invited on Air Force One. So we had a great time on Air Force One and saw that incredible machine and had a really, really fun time with him. So he's a terrific guy. He's incredibly generous. He cares about people. He has deeply held beliefs. And I really wish that, you know, I wish he got a fair shake in the media. So thank you, Caleb and Michelle. Hope you guys are great.
That's really special. Thanks, Charlie.
You bet. Okay, we have a lot of questions here. Again, if you guys want to ask us questions, it's members.charliekirk.com. April, what is on your mind?
Hi, Charlie. Can you hear me?
Yes. How are you?
I'm so excited. I just absolutely adore you. I listen to you every morning on my way to work for months, and I finally have gotten a membership. So,
thank
yay.
You.
But I was wondering if we should be concerned about the cloud seeding and all of the environmental stuff that's going on, you know.
Yeah, I don't know much about that. So I'm not sure. I did hear some people talking about the cloud seeding and chemtrails in Arizona. So I probably have to have an expert on that. But don't know much about that, April, but I'll definitely look into it. So I believe cloud seeding is a technique used to improve precipitation. According to a lot of experts, scientists do this by putting tiny particles called nuclei in the atmosphere and attaches to the clouds. That's what Andrew puts in the chat here. So I know a lot of people are definitely talking about it, but I got to look into that, April. So anything you want to share on that or things that you have that I should look into there?
No, I'm just so excited to see you. I just love you guys so much. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you. All right. God bless you, April. Thanks so much.
You too.
Everybody, email us freedom@charliekirk.com. You can go to members.charliekirk.com. And I also want to encourage you, if you're listening on radio, get your tickets to the People's Convention in Detroit, Michigan. It is going to be the event of the summer, tpaction.com/peoples. We have an amazing lineup of people there. And I just want to brag on the entire Turning Point team, from Blexit to Turning Point Academy to Turning Point USA High School, Turning Point USA College, to the remarkable media team. I mean, we are going viral on every possible vertical and channel. And it's really something. The team is doing a really great job. Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action are America's best hope. And I just kind of sit in awe at their work ethic, the results that they're putting forward, their grittiness, their resolve, their creativity, their ingenuity. And then next weekend, this is not going to be publicized as far as live stream, but I also want to just thank our amazing donors. We have 300 of our top donors coming for a retreat next week in Santa Barbara. It's going to be pretty amazing. And now we have 300,000 total donors. So thank you all that support us. The world is in flames and Bidenomics is a complete and total disaster. But it can't and won't ruin my day. Why? Because I start my day with a hot America First cup of Blackout Coffee. It's 100% America and 0% grift. Blackout Coffee is 100% committed to conservative values. From sourcing the beans to the roasting process, customer support, and shipping, they embody true American values and accept no compromise on taste or quality. Look, you got to check out right now blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie or use coupon code Charlie for 20% off your first order. That is blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Be awake, not woke. That's blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Check it out, promo code Charlie. Let's go to Tim. Tim, thank you so much for being a member. What's on your mind?
Hello, Charlie. Can
yes.
you hear me?
Tim, yes. How are you?
I'm doing great. Charlie, we all know that last week was very disappointing with Speaker Johnson. His lack of courage is appalling. I'm wondering what your thoughts are. I don't think he realizes that his lack of courage and his refusal to defend Republican priorities is going to potentially cost the Republicans dearly in November. What are your thoughts on how his conduct and his support of Democrat priorities will impact the election in November?
It's a great question, Tim. I want to spend some time on this. Number one, I just want to say I'm really saddened by this. I gave him a chance. Now, out of the gate, I was pretty upset. I had my hopes high out of the gate, and he did all the Democrat bidding of Joe Biden, of Chuck Schumer, on spending. He didn't shut down the government. We didn't get a single concession on spending, and we are borrowing more money than ever. And Johnson did not hold the line. Johnson did not use any leverage. He did not use the leverage of Thanksgiving or Christmas break, just pure capitulation and surrender. Now, it was a new year, kind of fresh beginnings. Speaker Johnson texted me, reached out to me, and said, hey, you know, can you talk? And I decided to give him another chance. Talked to the team. I said, hey, this guy seems like a real conservative. He talks the Christian game. He seems sincere on the phone. I had a 40-minute phone call with him. I said, let's give him some space. And so if you notice, in February and March, we laid off Johnson. We didn't really press him that hard because we were told that victories were imminent, that he was going to hold the line at some point. And he delayed and he delayed and he delayed. And it was delay followed by surrender. It was delay followed by capitulation. And what really set me over the edge, now mind you, we had Speaker Johnson on the program a couple weeks ago. And we were pressing him on some stuff, but I was giving him space. I was giving him space because I was rooting for him. I was rooting for Speaker Johnson to deliver home a victory. But for me, I'm a big U.S. Constitution guy. I study it. I read books on it. We discuss it and debate it all the time. Hillsdale College has educated me on the beauty of the U.S. Constitution, on its form, on its structure, how it solves many of the thousand-year-old questions of the classics. It's the greatest experiment in politics that mankind has ever known. It spreads power over space and time. The Constitution was not written for the times. It was written to stand the test of time. The Constitution understands human nature. It addresses human nature in an appropriate way, that human nature is flawed from the beginning. The Bill of Rights, which was effectively inspired by the Virginia Declaration of Rights written by George Mason in 1776, and the Bill of Rights that was then ratified in 1791, is there for a reason. When Mike Johnson went down and he cast the tie-breaking vote to say that the FBI, which abused FISA 278,000 times, 278,000 times in one calendar year that we know of, Mike Johnson said that is perfectly fine, don't need a warrant, no big deal. I said, you are no longer a Speaker of the House I can support. And I got to be honest, Tim, that saddened me. I was fired up on that show a week ago, and I was heavy. I was burdened by that. And then all of a sudden, Mike Johnson comes out and uses none of the Ukraine enthusiasm leverage to secure the southern border. And time and time and time and time again, Mike Johnson told us, Ryan, I know you need about 20 seconds to get the clip together. Can you get that clip, though, of the Mike Johnson sizzle reel? Do you know what I'm talking about? All the promises he made? I just want to give you guys enough notice here. And Mike Johnson promised, and Mike Johnson promised, and Mike Johnson promised, and Mike Johnson promised. And we were operating under the assumption that Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer wanted Ukraine funding more than anything else. It turns out that is not the case. It turns out that Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer and Mike Johnson wanted Ukraine funding more than anything else. Mike Johnson cared more about foreign abstractions and wars than our own country. This is the montage that went viral yesterday, over a million views on our Twitter X account. Here is Mike Johnson repeatedly telling us no Ukraine funding without border security. He has now capitulated on this promise. We have a word for it. It's called lying. Play cut 100.
Telling all of you, and we've told the American people, border, border, border.
We have to effect real policy change at the border, and that is a necessary condition to anything we do going forward.
We have to take care of our border first. That's what the American people demands.
Every state in America is now a border state.
Border, border, border.
How can we be engaged in securing the border of foreign countries if we can't secure our own?
We know the urgency in Ukraine. We're going to stand for freedom and make sure that Vladimir Putin doesn't march through Europe.
It's past time to secure the border.
Listen, this is a catastrophe down here.
The battle is for the border.
President Biden wants a supplemental spending bill.
It better begin by defending America's national security.
Okay, these are dangerous people who are coming to the country. Over 300 known terrorists.
How can we be engaged in securing the border of foreign countries if we can't secure our own?
How can we be engaged in securing the border of foreign countries if we can't secure our own? Well, Tim, I'll close your question with this. He just voted for and supported $300 million for the Ukrainian Border Patrol and none for our Border Patrol. Thank you, Tim, for being a member. Really appreciate it. Members.charliekirk.com. Amy is next. Amy, thank you so much for being a member. What is on your mind?
Hey, Charlie, thank you so much for the time here. It's great to ask you a question, and so glad that you opened up this opportunity.
Of course. Thank you.
So last year in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, you were the headliner at Dayspring Christian Academy's Remember America series, and it was awesome. We were there, and this year, tomorrow, Tucker Carlson is the headliner. So my question is, with all of his influence and the many ways that he has impacted the conservative movement, how exactly can you describe how significant this is in shifting the Overton window?
Oh, yeah. I mean, first of all, I'm a huge Tucker fan. I think that the more people hear from Tucker Carlson, the more that the Overton window moves and the conservative movement is really enriched. I'll tell you, Tucker just did a 3-hour sit-down interview with Joe Rogan. I know what I'm listening to on the Shabbat. I'm going to be listening to Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan sit down for 3 hours. I turn off all my phone and my devices, but we have a Spotify app on our television. I am going to play that. I love Tucker. He's super smart. He's winsome. He's wise. He's an incredible communicator. I think he's the greatest pro-American communicator alive. I believe that. Without a doubt, I think Tucker Carlson is the best at presenting our ideas. He's a decent man. He's loyally married. He's a Christian man. I wanted Tucker to be vice president for Donald Trump for just those reasons. And I love that Tucker Carlson is traveling the country, speaking to people, learning. He loves to learn. I'll say Tucker Carlson and Dennis Prager are the two happiest people in the conservative movement. That, and not to say that other people are necessarily unhappy. There are some unhappy people. But Tucker Carlson and Dennis Prager, you'll see this when you, tomorrow. He's just a happy, joyful person. Tucker and Dennis are the two happiest people in the conservative movement. And one is a religious Jew. One is a very religious Christian. I think that has a lot to do with it. But one thing, spending a lot of time around Dennis and a lot of time around Tucker and really being friends with them both, they're unbelievably curious and grateful. Those are the two things that I found as to why that they're able to remain so happy. They love learning about people. When they meet someone, they say, tell me about yourself. Where are you from? They're infinitely interested in trying to understand how things work and understand what they might be missing. So love that Tucker is coming to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Great folks, and we need Lancaster to show up in big numbers this November. So thank you so much, Amy, for your support. God bless
you.
Thank you.
We're working on it. Thank you.
Yes. All right, let's go to Jesslyn. Jesslyn, thank you for your support. How are you?
Hey, great. Good to hear from you. Charlie, I really appreciate this member's speak up that we can ask questions. We follow you heavily. A lot of us are on the ground. A lot of us are knocking on doors, and we have walking lists. But what's a good door opener? Because a lot of it's kind of like there's three Democrats running for office, for the presidential office, because President Trump was a Democrat, JFK was a Democrat, and of course Biden. So how do we open the door to visit with people and just not? How do you all find it helpful? And what days of the week and hours of the day do you find best for Arizona?
Great questions. So I've knocked on over 100,000 doors in my political career. I did a ton in Chicago, just a ton of door knocking. And first of all, you want to try to knock on weekends. That's the best time. I wouldn't try to knock on in the morning, in the middle of the day. People get upset about that. Knock on weekends around like 11 to 2. And when you're knocking on the door, you first just want to ask them questions. Hey, how you doing? I know that you're probably super busy. Can I just have 30 seconds of your time? And that face-to-face type interaction, it matters. In fact, we believe that doors win wars as far as political wars, right? Metaphorical, media matters. And so you knocking on doors, you doing that is so important, Jesslyn. And Jesslyn, I just want to say we need hundreds of thousands of door knockers this fall. We need hundreds of thousands of people across the country. And that is why we have the Turning Point app, TP Action. You guys can download it in the Turning Point into the App Store. And I'll explain more after the break. Jesslyn, thank you so much, and thank you for being a member.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. I talked to you about how horrible nutrition has become for people in our ultra-processed food society. Truth is, it's even worse for our beloved dogs. Seen dog food lately, it's more like dead food. Mr. Briggs is our best friend, and the more adventurous we are, I've realized that food is the most important thing ensuring he's healthy. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has invested everything into bringing our dogs food to life. He created Rough Greens, not dog food. It's a natural supplement to your dog's existing food. Full of essential vitamins and minerals and made right here in America. You don't have to change your dog's food. Just adding Rough Greens to their existing diet will be the best decision you ever made to improve their life. Mr. Briggs has more energy, plays longer, and is overall the best version of himself. Dr. Black is so confident that this will change your dog's life, he is providing a free jumpstart trial bag so your dog can try it. You just cover the shipping. Head to roughgreens.com/Kirk. That is ruffgreens.com/Kirk. Go to roughgreens.com/Kirk to grab yours today, roughgreens.com/Kirk. Scott says, Charlie, what is the best way to financially support candidates? You've highlighted how bad the RNC is. The RNC is better now, I want to say. They're in a much better spot. Chris LaSavita, Michael Watley, Laura Trump, they're doing a great job. They're doing a much better job. In fact, I really like what they're doing. Great pace, spirit, and plan. I really like what they're doing now, and now that the Rana regime has been displaced. Very supportive of the RNC in its current form. When I get an email or text from a candidate I support, Mike Lee or Trump, for example, the website says that the money will go to WinRed. Is that an RNC website? I've received texts that appear to be from the Trump campaign, but when I get to the bottom of the website, it says paid for by WinRed, not authorized by any candidate or committee. My mic isn't working, so I can't ask the question live. Yeah, so look, I just want to say the WinRed is not technically from the RNC. I'm not going to get into WinRed. I know the people that run it. I don't want to speak negatively of them, but if you don't want your information possibly sold to other candidates or shared with the candidates, here's the best way you could do it. Send in a physical check. send in a physical check to the candidate's P.O. box or the address on their website. That is an ironclad way that you are guaranteed that that money goes to them. It doesn't go to any of the processing fees. So that is what I would say. Send in a check. Michael is also a member, members.charliekirk.com. I can't talk at work. Can you drop a contact for the ballot harvesting GOTV drives in Michigan, Wisconsin, in the chat? I want to help after the primary. I'm not sure who to reach out to. Yes, and big news today. I want to repeat the news. At Turning Point Action, we are now officially expanding our historic ballot-chasing army to Michigan. We are now going to Michigan, everybody. We are now going to Michigan. It's Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, and we're now playing around with Georgia. Georgia's looking better and better, and we want to try to spread out our bets between Michigan and Wisconsin. Michael, we'll send you that contact, tpaction.com. And I can guarantee you now that Michigan is in play, now that Michigan is a legit swing state with Donald Trump up in the polls and RFK's on the ballot, I can tell you where I am going to be on November 2nd. I will be in Ann Arbor because the Ducks of Oregon are visiting the Big House at University of Michigan. So not only can I go see Oregon play in the Big House and hopefully defeat the Michigan Wolverines, but I can campaign and make the most of it. We'll probably do some sort of a tailgate event beforehand. I won't wear any of my Oregon stuff. I'll probably get run out of town. And so I'm going to be in Michigan, definitely. We'll probably be doing a crazy campaign swing the weekend before the election. But remember, that's just counting day. There's counting day and voting month. So I'm super thrilled at the progress that Turning Point Action is making, the entire team. This morning, I met with Tyler. I said, approved. Expansion in the Michigan. Do it. Hire it. Invest. Let's go. Time to win. Big news today out of Turning Point Action. We're expanding into Michigan. Let's go here. Last question here is from George. George says, Charlie, what book are you currently reading? And tell me more about that. So I want to make sure I get the title right. That's right. Okay. It is called The Pursuit of God by A.W. Tozer. What a terrific book that is. And he makes the argument that it's not enough for most Christians to just give your life to Christ, but you have to be in the constant pursuit of God, to wake up every day eager to dig into the Word of God. And he does an amazing job talking about how to actively pursue God in all the things that you do. And that really is a fulfillment of Deuteronomy 3:5. Love the Lord your God. Well, first it says, Hear, O Israel, I am the Lord your God. I am one, which is the triumphant statement of monotheism that echoes throughout the scriptures. I am the Lord your God, I am one. And then it goes on to say, I am the Lord your God who delivered you from Egypt. No, I'm sorry, that's a different verse. It says, then love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. To actively pursue God, as it talks about in the book by A.W. Tozer, Desiring God, or The Pursuit of God, means that your entire fiber of your being must be configured towards the Almighty and the Divine. If you want to get closer to God, you can get closer to God. And that is the most amazing takeaway, is that if you make it a priority, you can go closer to the divine. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.